This morning, I just want to give you some food for thought. If you came here thinking that I had the answer to the mysteries of life, well, think again. No. Spirit speaks to us, and I think that when we get still and listen, we hear a lot of things that we wonder about as we move along in this thing called life. So what I want to do is, first, I want to read you a poem. Now, mind you, this blew my mind because this was by a fifth grader. I think it said the class had students ages 10 to 11, and they asked them to write a poem about life. And so this poem is by Muhammad Ihsan Hamza, and I probably didn't pronounce that right, so, but close enough. That's right, we don't. So, and bless his heart, because I'm telling you, this is the consciousness of someone who has been here many times before. And he starts it off, he says, "We start off as little babies, having goals to achieve, trying harder and harder before we leave, starting to grow older and older, leaving behind innocence and becoming bolder. When we're six, we go to school, we make friends, our bravery and smartness also extends. We have fun playing and studying together, lunching out with friends and enjoying the weather. After 12 years, we've graduated, finally an adult. Oh, how long we have waited. Getting a job, being married. Once we're adults, we also get harried. Now we're grandparents. Oh, how fast life passed by. There's nothing left except waiting to die. Folks will be saying, make it snappy. You finish the play, so die happy." You know, I thought that was really interesting that someone that age would think about the full cycle that we progress through. Of course, we believe that we make a transition, just move to another realm, another time and space. But this is really, it really did take me back a little bit. Who likes to watch old movies? Okay, I like the ones on Turner Network, and sometimes they're black and white, and sometimes they're color. But, no, I guess maybe in the middle of the night one night, I just turned on the TV, and there was this black and white movie, and this song kept circling and circling in my mind. I couldn't get rid of it. And so I thought, I'll do a lesson on it. And the song, I don't know exactly what the name is, but the words go like this. "Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I've found thee. Ah, I know at last the secret of it all. All the longing, seeking, striving, waiting, yearning, the burning hopes, joy, and idle tears that fall. For 'tis love and love alone the world is seeking, and 'tis love and love alone that can repay. 'Tis the answer, 'tis the end, and all of living. Oh, sweet mystery of life, At Last I Found Thee. That's the title of it? Oh, wow. Great. You know, life is a mystery, or is it? You know, we always think of life as being a mystery because we don't know what the next step is going to be. But is it really? I think the key is contained in those lyrics. If you remember last week, I talked about love, and I talked about love as being what we are. So could it really be all about love, this thing we call life? Jesus Christ placed emphasis on love. Last week, I said God is love. And since we live, move, and have our being in the essence of all that God is, we are love. Could the key to solve the mystery of life be love, be contained within the spirit and the vibrations of all that love is? There's a Dr. Abdul Kalam, and I like this quote that he wrote. He said, "Life and time are the world's two great teachers. Life teaches us to make good use of time, while time teaches us the value of life." It takes me back to the young man's poem. When we get towards the end, life is so valuable that then we begin to realize what we are and what we are about in this activity called life. So he also says, I lost the other half of my quote. He also wrote, "The great mystery, it is at the heart of all existence. It is the mystery of the goal toward which God is moving in human affairs." And in other words, in our language, it's the goal towards which God is expressing through us. And he also says, "Therefore, it encompasses space, time, matter, all of life." And he summed it up in these words. He said, "The mystery of Christ is that Jesus Christ is at the heart of all things." You know, we consider Jesus to be our way shower. He said, "Follow me in the path of regeneration." In other words, follow the teachings and the essence of spirit. You know, Jesus identified himself as one with God, and he taught us that we are also one in spirit. You know, I thought about this, and night turns into day, and stars in the sky, and seasons change. Snow, well, I better mention that softly. Snow and ice. Rain on the ground, falling from the sky. Some we can't even see, but we feel it in the atmosphere. So you and I are so intricately made, such as the stars and the moon and the day changing into night. We're of the same essence and material. Underneath the color covering of our skin, have you ever stopped to think about how much is going on? Where did that come from? How does that occur? How does the blood know to flow and circulate and make its way through all of the millions and trillions, I call them pipelines in us? How does that happen? You know, when we stop and take a look at the things we feel, the things we know from appearances with our human eyes, just think about how much more is happening behind the scenes. I watched a television show. Yes, I'm a television person. But there are interesting things. There are things that make you think. There are things that make you begin to stand and make a choice on what you're going to believe and stand firm in spiritually and in truth. Everything you watch, watch it with that high state of consciousness, and you'll see and hear things that you hadn't seen or heard before as you watched the program. I was watching, there's some channel on cable. And this program was one where they were talking about how the earth was made. And I was listening and I was listening. And they said the earth came into being by an explosion in which matter formed and so on and so forth. But you know, it never mentioned creator, right? God, creator or creation, or what was before the explosion. And you know, that started me to thinking, in the beginning, there had to be a force, a power, an energy prior to, if we're going to accept the theory about an explosion bringing the earth into being. Now, I know we could go off into a lot of different conversations about this, but I'm just bringing that up because if we're not taking the time to wonder and to feel and to think about how we came into being, not only the earth, us. You know, we begin as an idea in the mind of spirit. Some choose not to believe that. And I'm not here to make anyone change their thinking today, but think of all the universe. Think of how vast it is. We're just little dots on that map. What sustains us? What keeps us moving? We know that it's a cycle. It's a cycle. If you're going to stand in the truth that we're eternal beings, there's something in us that keeps going and going and going. We can't be aware of it in this moment, in this time and space. But if we get the feel of that, if you choose to stand in the truth of that, then perhaps you're beginning to unlock the mystery of life. That the mystery of life is contained within you. That you are more than a human being. You are a spiritual being. Joel Goldsmith, I don't know how many have read his book, The Infinite Way. He wrote, there is not a spiritual and a material universe. but rather what appears as our world is spirit made visible. Or consciousness expressed as idea. And it really is only one. We're not separate. We're all connected. In my Bible commentary, it said, life is experiencing genuine thankfulness, healing, spiritual gifts, anointing from the Holy Spirit. Life is heaven on earth. You know, we think of heaven as that realm of divine ideas, and those ideas are always present, they're always here. Life is heaven on earth and discovering the supernatural. Sounds like a movie, doesn't it? The supernatural. But there is something out here that's beyond our imagination. Life is being a temple for the Holy Spirit to live. Life did not begin with birth. We lived in spirit form before we entered mortality, which is this human life. We are spiritually the offsprings of God. The key to unlock the mystery of life, I believe, is within us. We take for granted that we live on the premise that we're born, we live, we die. That's it. We have forgotten God is life, and that life is us. We live, move, and have our being in the life of God. It is eternal, not just a physical timeline. Once we catch hold of that idea, we can truly begin to express life to its fullest. When you believe that there is no end game, no end point, then you begin to live life to its fullest. You know you're laying a foundation. You know you're building up that which is going to last an eternity. The mystery of life. Search no more than within. If we're into our prayer work, if we're into taking time to get still and listen, it will be revealed unto us. Ah, the sweet mystery of life. You know, in times of meditation, in times of peace, oh, the mystery of life is revealed, and I feel I've found it, that Christ within, coming into the knowing of the Christ within. I am more than the eye can see. Job 33:4, it reads, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. And when we begin to let go that life is this form, life can be many things, unseen and seen. And when we let go of holding so tight, our eyes are open and we begin to understand. We are expressions of the divine. We will always be expressions of the divine. And there is no other thing that we are or can be than an expression of the divine, the Christ. That's true for me. I hope you take some time and it becomes true for you if it's not already true for you. So let's take some time right now. Let's take some time and let's get still for a few moments. But first, let's affirm the Lord's Prayer together to kind of set the intention of what we are about to move into together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And so I invite you to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and settle into this moment right here, right now. Give yourself permission to take this time apart. When we give ourselves permission, that lets us know that this is a time set aside right here, right now, to connect with our indwelling spirit. We know that God is, and because God is, we live and move and have our being in spirit. There's no mystery to that. We feel the vibrations moving in and throughout our bodies. We experience in the world of appearance the benefits of knowing that one presence, and that one presence is moving in and throughout us always, and that it connects. It brings all together. Breathing in and breathing out, move deeper on your journey within. Knowing that as you come to that point, that presence is you. You are filled with an overwhelming feeling of knowing exactly what you are. And so you step over the threshold of your inner chamber, and immediately you know the wisdom of the ages. And immediately you know what it feels like to swim in the sea of love that passes all understanding, unconditionally. You know what it is to be in the time and space where there is no judgment, where there is no need to do anything but be the spiritual being you were created to be. Take a breath, and as you breathe, know that that's the breath of spirit sustaining you in this moment right here, right now. And in you is that Christ spirit that has come home, that knows that it is now in the beginning and in the end. in the eternal, ever circulating center. And as we breathe in and breathe out, we relax into this moment right here, right now, in the presence of pure being. And know in the stillness. Be still and know who you are. Be still and know that you are always life. Be still and know that you've found what you've been searching for. And as you prepare to return to the presence of this room, know that all you have gathered, all you have gained, all that wisdom is returning to this earth plane with you. And you know the oneness of the universe that you are. And you know you have the key in your possession to unlock the mystery of life. Dear God, we're so grateful that we come into this chapel and we blend in life-like consciousness, lifting one another to that high frequency. And in the frequency of the moment, we know what we are. And we know we have what it takes to move through these experiences on this earth plane. So we're grateful. We're grateful that we know we are sustained by the Christ within. And so it is from a point of gratitude deep within us that we say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for always being in us. Thank you, God, for knocking on the doors of our hearts, beckoning us to take time to sit in the quiet and to know your vibrations, your energy. Thank you, God, for all things. And for this we say, amen. And it is so, and so it is. We claim right here, right now, life to its fullest extent. Thank you, God.